For those who are attending the Hall of Fame's Night of Champions, you will be hearing the name Tim Jorgensen, and a guy who is very much loved in the state of Wisconsin and who was a Division III standout, the likes of which there have been few players with as hot of a bat as this gentleman had during his collegiate career, and it's our pleasure to visit with him. Tim, congratulations. I know it has to be a wonderful sensation to know you're going into the College Hall of Fame with guys like Lou Brock, Nomar Garciaparra.
It's no doubt a tremendous honor, Bill, and very much looking forward to the festivities and the events coming up here in a few days, and it's incredible. It's a wonderful opportunity to be recognized for the achievements, and just can't wait for the event to take place.
It's an interesting story for you. You went the Division III route, and you went to a beautiful school, a beautiful baseball park. I have seen it. One of our contributors to this program, Gene Delisio, is a good friend of mine. We both went together, and we saw where you played your college baseball. And, man, you launched a lot of long balls out of there. You hit 70 home runs in your collegiate career, 68 of them in 3 years. You had one injury plague season. How in the world did you develop such a hot bat?
A bit of good fortune, obviously with teammates, coaches, natural ability. You know, I was talking with a friend of mine the other day, and honestly, I truly believe it's God-blessed vision. And a lot of guys will talk about how they look at a baseball and what are they keying on to try and pick up a baseball as it's traveling to home plate. And, you know, they're looking at different delivery sites, so to speak, or delivery arm actions and release points per se. And I was able to actually pick up the rotation of basically every ball that was thrown to the plate to be able to figure out, you know, is it coming as a fastball, a changeup, a curveball, and where that ball is going to end up in part of the plate, and to be able to put a good swing on the bat. So when you have a good fortune of vision, even though I wear contacts or glasses, I'm still able to have very, very good eyesight. And I think that's a major part of it, where you can able to almost slow the game down per se and actually watch that ball travel to home plate and then put a good swing on it. But just very, very blessed with God-given talent as well from, you know, the good Lord and my parents.
I have to ask you about one day that had to be a very special day. Among all of the things you've done, the tremendous RBI total that you have, well over 200, and a batting average above 400 for your entire career, 416, 237 runs batted in, 200 runs scored, 33 doubles and 9 triples. Man, that's a pretty good few years at the office, I'll tell you that. But this is the one that I wanted to ask you about. The game that you played in against UW-Eau Claire was actually a doubleheader. And in that doubleheader, you hit 6 home runs, and it was important. There was a conference title on the line, but I think the most amazing part of that was the fact that you hit the home run cycle. That is to say, you hit a home run with nobody on base, a solo home run, a 2-run home run, a 3-run home run, and then a grand slam. I have no doubt that you ate your Wheaties that day, and I have no doubt you were picking up the spin of the ball very well that day, too. You really must have been. Tell us about your memories of that great, great day.
It was a very special day, Bill, and no question when, you know, you have the opportunity with great teammates that, you know, the luck of it by having people and to get at bats in those particular situations, you know, pretty far and few fetched to be able to say that when you got up to the plate, you had an opportunity to even do that, let alone then to accomplish it. So no question, it was an awfully tremendous day and a very, very exciting day to not only put those accomplishments in place, but then on top of it, as you stated, it was for a conference championship, what ultimately got us into the playoffs, which as an individual, certainly you've got individual goals, but the ultimate goal is to win national championships. And with the guys that we had and the friendships that I was able to make and the guys that I got to play with, you know, they also had to be a part of that as well. So I give a ton of credit to them to be able to even get me to that position. And then for me to be able to do the things that I did that day, certainly very, very incredible.
For years, the Oshkosh Titans banked on you. Now, you bank on others. You are a banker in the Green Bay area. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing today. And I think bankers are really interesting people because they are people that help to make things happen in a community. And I'd like you to talk about that and your involvement in the banking industry.
I currently work for Associated Bank, which is a Midwest bank with about $22 billion in assets and holdings, so a fairly sizable bank. Been in the banking industry for roughly 13 years now. Right after I got done playing professional baseball back in 99, I started my banking career shortly thereafter. Basically, for most of my career, I would say I've been working with businesses and individuals that run businesses in order to find ways creatively to put together loan packages and find ways to help them with their business, with funding to grow their business, and, you know, working with individuals, helping them, watching those communities succeed. It's a great environment, and very, very happy with where I'm at, very fortunate, and look forward to working every day.
Tim, that's great. One final question for you. I've linked something together, and I wanted to ask you your opinions about it. Of course, each year, the NCAA Division III World Series is held in Appleton at the beautiful minor league park there, and that park is about to be upgraded, so it'll be even nicer in the future. What does it mean to you to have the Division III World Series nearby? Because that's certainly not very far from your area.
It's certainly not, and I think it's a credit to the Appleton community. They have very much embraced minor league baseball in that community. It's been around there for many, many years. In fact, I used to be on the board for the Appleton baseball facilities for a few years in the past. And like I said, they do a great job of tying the community to baseball, and they get a tremendous following. I got to tell you, I've traveled around in my days in minor league baseball, and of the cities that I played in, whether it was in Watertown, New York, or Kinston, North Carolina, and the places that we traveled to, I will tell you that Appleton probably does one of the best, if not the best, jobs of having the community involved with baseball and tied into their community. And that's what you need. You need the community behind it, because if you don't, again, no different than what I do in the banking world and business, if you don't have somebody backing you and the community involved, you're going to have a tough time for success. And then to have the Division III Baseball World Series here, you know, there's nothing like it. It's something that's taken for granted in my eyes because of the tremendous baseball that's played at that level. I could only have wished and fathomed that when I was playing that the D3 World Series was right in my backyard, because it would have been a tremendous honor playing in front of the hometown crowds and being able to show off the talents of the team that we had, because I certainly believe we had one of the best powerhouses in baseball at the time and to this day.
Very, very special moments, no question. And Tim, congratulations to you, a very hearty congratulations to you on a job well done. And I know they'll treat you well in Lubbock. You know, they do a great job down there when you come to visit. They have it all figured out, and they give you plenty of that Texas hospitality. So have a great time. Enjoy the moment. And a lot of people are going to be cheering very loudly when you are inducted into the College Baseball Hall of Fame.
Bill, thank you very much. We'll certainly do the best we can to take it all in. And I know Mike Gustafson and his folks have been very kind and generous in regards to working with them up to this point. And I don't expect anything less when we get there. So I certainly appreciate the time today, and certainly appreciate the opportunity to be inducted into the College Hall of Fame. And greatly a hearty thank you to the folks that have nominated me into that hall.
Indeed. Our pleasure, Tim. Tim Jorgensen, one of the new members of the College Baseball Hall of Fame. And we will come back on Talking College Baseball.
Admit it, you love college baseball. And here is a way for you to become directly involved. Become a member of the College Baseball Hall of Fame. You'll keep up with what's happening in the game through the Hall of Fame's quarterly newsletter. You'll be on the email list for all Hall of Fame news releases. And you'll receive discounts on Hall of Fame merchandise. Plus, priority ticket selection for Hall of Fame events. Check out membership by heading to the Hall of Fame's official website, collegebaseballhall.org. Click on the membership tab and learn about all of the benefits. Memberships begin at just $35. The College Baseball Hall of Fame serves as an advocate for the sport and honors those who've made significant contributions to the game. Now, you can be a part of it. Go to collegebaseballhall.org and learn more. Step up to the plate and join the College Baseball Hall of Fame.